Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you. Providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program. It is packed. We have some exciting information and big news to share with you. So let's jump right in and visit with our friend and special guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of an amazing company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you for having me here today, Steve. And yes, it's a little exciting day, hopefully, that information to provide to the listeners. And again, as always, just want to be here and provide value to your listeners. So hopefully we can do that for them today.
All right. And this is an exciting day. We'll get to that in a minute. How's that for a teaser for all the listeners? You need to stay tuned because we do have some big information coming. But Ben, let's just start off today by reminding the audience of Home Downsizing Solutions and the services that you offer.
Absolutely, Steve. Well, the core offer, I guess you might say, is that we purchase houses directly from home sellers or homeowners, and kind of like saying that we specialize in helping seniors and their family members transition to either downsizing or senior care or senior living by buying their house direct from them. So in general, we try and do everything that we can to make the sale of a house and transition to senior living as easy and stress-free, hassle-free as we possibly can make that transition.
And I can absolutely wholeheartedly tell every single listener listening to this program, and then after it's broadcast, of course, it's turned into a podcast, every single podcast listener as well, that is exactly what Ben offers through Home Downsizing Solutions, because I have talked to some of his clients, and all of them just rant and rave about how wonderful Ben was to work with, how easy of a transaction that was. And that's, anytime you sell your house, that can be a little bit rough, but you make this really simple.
That's certainly our goal, and work very hard in order to offer that. I know that whenever a person is selling a house, in general, it can be a very challenging, stressful time. But especially in a situation where an older person, I never like to use the word senior because I've been told that people don't like to be called that.
Okay.
And I'm approaching that myself,
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
I get those AARP papers all the time.
Isn't that ridiculous?
And have been for 10 years.
Yeah.
But so I don't like using that word, but for people that have owned a house for a long time, and especially if they're adult children that are trying to help a family member, a parent or loved one get into senior living, the last thing that they need to worry about or want to worry about is selling a house, especially if it needs work and updating.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of our specialty, is we work with houses typically that need work, repairs, or updating, so that a family doesn't have to call contractors and get that, get those improvements done, so that it just makes for a very easy process to sell a house and take care of transitioning to senior living or downsizing.
Well, and that just makes a lot of sense. A lot of people are going to have their house and they're going to put it on the market in a retail fashion, and they're going to have to get out of the house when the agents come in and all that. But frankly, there are so many people. So the sell your house as is for cash isn't a one size fits all. And you always say that this doesn't fit for everyone. But for a lot of folks, you've lived there for decades and decades. You have a lot of stuff in the house. It hasn't been updated. You still have got some of that green shag carpeting in there, right? And the outdated light fixtures. It may need a roof. It may have some repair, some foundation repair, et cetera, et cetera. If you don't want to deal with all that, you just want to walk out of the house and move on to your next chapter, whether that's in, if you're receiving care at a care community, or maybe you're just simply downsizing, that's how you can help people.
That's absolutely correct. And just as I've heard the term that 80 to 90% of homeowners want to remain in their house as long as possible, which I think I'd want to too, unless it's a situation where you need or want other social engagement, which I've seen cases of as well. But I've also heard the term that 80 to 90% of home sellers would prefer to just sell a house directly to a buyer.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, because in a traditional selling situation, you're correct. You have to get a house into show-ready condition, typically. You have to be prepared to have that house in show-ready condition at any given time. You have to be prepared for showings. So strangers, who knows who, walking through your house at any given, well, not any given moment, but on short notice sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with the challenges if you find a buyer. So you have the whole house inspection, and you have the appraisal from the lender, and their job is to find or make sure there are no deficiencies. And if there are deficiencies, then you have a situation where you're renegotiating the agreement that you thought you had with the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So because of all those issues, it's understandable that most people would prefer to sell a house direct to the buyer, especially a cash buyer that doesn't have any contingencies. And so that's what we try and accomplish. That's the service that we attempt to provide.
All right. And that is excellent. And again, for our listening audience, this is not one of these wholesalers out there that is trying to get your house under contract, and all they're doing is they're trying to flip it, and they're trying to sell it to someone else and then just pocket the difference, right? Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions, they are an actual home buyer. They have their own capital to buy your house. They're this no funny business, Ben.
That's correct. We are the end buyer. We don't turn around. We don't get a contract and then just try and sell the contract.
Yeah, right.
We are the end buyer. And certainly if there are any other types of nuances to the transaction, we explain all of those nuances very thoroughly so that a seller can understand exactly what we're doing, so that there are no surprises, attempt to be very transparent with what we do, and explain the whole transaction to a home seller.
All right. So with that, now that we've had a nice review of Home Downsizing Solutions and the services that are offered, Ben, I understand this is a very special day and you have a big announcement to make.
That's correct, Steve. Before I say exactly what that is, I will say that for 26 years now, as far as being a cash home buyer,
mm-hmm.
And since about 2009, so I guess about 14, 15 years, we've kind of shifted our business to serving a downsizing demographic, if I can say that.
Okay.
Obviously, we buy houses from anyone.
Sure.
But I've definitely tried to cater our services to a senior market that is downsizing or moving to senior living. And for about that same amount of time, or certainly the last 10 years, I've tried to figure out how I can serve more people, serve more areas, but keep a professional level of service that I think is really missing in a lot of cases these days. And so that's what leads me to my announcement.
The big announcement.
Probably after the break.
Okay. Oh, you want to hold up a little bit?
I think we'll wait for the break, but that's kind of the background of why I want to do what we're going to talk about here after a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I just want to put an exclamation point on the fact that this is there are so many people kind of out in the market, and they're like, yeah, we'll buy your house, and they'll get your house under contract, and then what they're doing literally is taking pictures and they're marketing your house then on more of a retail market. So they're trying to buy wholesale, sell it retail, but they're not doing anything. All they're doing is just selling a piece of paper, and they're trying to flip that. And there are all sorts of horror stories tied to that. Okay. So if you want it done right and you're interested in selling your house as is to a legitimate home buyer, veteran owned business, the straightest shooter that you're ever going to meet, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. Toll free number 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a licensed real estate agent to purchase a home as is for cash. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You must be a licensed real estate agent to purchase a home as is for cash. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, my voice, I think the allergies are getting me up. My voice kind of flipped out on cash. So you do not have to be a licensed real estate agent to purchase a house as is for cash. Is that correct?
That is correct. Really, anyone that's legally able to can purchase a house. So you do not need any special license to go out and purchase a house directly from a home seller.
Okay, so now do I need to do a drum roll here? You're killing me. I got to hear this big announcement. So this the big news.
Well, Steve, as I just mentioned before the break, I've been for 10 years. I thought there should be a way to provide my services to a bigger geographic area to serve more people. I like you just mentioned there. I think there's a lot of and there's good home buyers out there. I don't want to say that there's no one else out there that does a good job. But I also think that the last few years of the real estate market has produced some less than professional, ethical home buyers, if I can say that.
Sure.
And so I've tried to figure out how to emulate or duplicate what I do to serve more people and serve them in a professional way, like I think especially veterans, especially seniors, deserve to be treated. And so with that, Home Downsizing Solutions is now a franchise company.
Nice.
And so we'll be hopefully expanding in other parts of the country soon so that we can serve more people, provide the professional level service that I want to provide to others, and have our services serve more people.
Well, first of all, congratulations, and that is so exciting to hear. So Home Downsizing Solutions offers, I mean, first of all, this is a top-notch service, a top-notch company, and now you're in a position now to expand your footprint, reach more people, serve more people through the franchise model, and that is so exciting, just so exciting. So if you're a listener, you're interested, and you're like, you know what, I might be interested in talking to Ben about that. This sounds really, really interesting. Or maybe you know of someone who would be interested in owning their own business and a home downsizing solutions franchise in your area. Ben, what's that phone number? The 855 number, is that the best way?
The best one is just to call my office, toll-free 855-291-5005, and would be certainly happy to answer any questions that I can in regards to that.
And then let's talk about this new website. You could also go to homedownsizingsolutions.com, homedownsizingsolutions.com. It's a beautiful new website, and they could probably reach out through the website as well, I'm assuming.
Correct. There's contact forms on the website there. And have even made it easier for us to find the website. You can just go to homedownsizing.com.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
you'll get to the same place.
I didn't know that. So
that's correct.
Good deal.
So either way, if you have questions, whether it's how we can help you transition, whether it's to downsizing or to a senior living community by buying your house direct in the easiest, fastest, most convenient way, I'd be happy to talk to you about that. If it's in regards to franchising, I'd be happy to talk to you about that as well. So however best I can serve the listeners is what I'm here for.
All right. So what's the process? So if someone is interested in discussing a franchise, they can just give you a call and just really kind of open that conversation. Hey, I live in Tampa, Florida, or I live in Dallas, Texas, or wherever they might be. You're expanding all around the entire country. So, and they give you that phone call. What's the process?
Right now, Steve, it's new to me, so I don't know if I have all the answers right here. And again, with legal ease, I can't say we'll be looking to expand all throughout the country, but there are certain states that require certain paperwork to be filed, which is in my legal person's hands.
Yeah, so it's it's kind of in process, I guess, on a few of the states.
On a few of the states.
Yeah.
But certainly, if someone is interested, and ideally it's someone that is probably already working with seniors in some way.
Okay.
Maybe they're a senior move manager. Maybe they're a senior placement agent like Steve.
Yeah.
Kieker is here.
Yeah.
And they want to serve seniors, but they also see the opportunity and the necessity of what a professional cash buying company can offer, then that's certainly the type of person I think that I'd like to work with to do what I can to make them successful in business with Home Downsizing Solutions.
Excellent. So reach out to Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or you can check out the brand new website. It is a beautiful website, and it's got some great information, homedownsizing.com. I'm going to have to kind of retrain myself on that one. So homedownsizing.com, and it's, again, the business is Home Downsizing Solutions. You can give Ben a call to discuss the possibility of maybe being awarded a franchise in your area. Not all states are available yet, but give Ben a call. We're not going to go through all the states today, but give him a call, reach out, and just see if that might be something that would benefit both of you. And so just to put an exclamation point on that question of the week, you're not necessarily looking for licensed real estate agents. I mean, if they are licensed, that's fine, but if they're not, that's okay too.
That's correct. A person would not need to be a licensed real estate agent in order to have a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise. And certainly if a person is already in real estate but likes this aspect and want to serve seniors in this manner, that would be great. But a person doesn't have to be in real estate in order to participate in this. We can certainly provide some of the back-end services, office services, for the real estate related items. It's mainly in you know, serving seniors and their families. That's really who I'm looking for.
That is awesome. So if you have, that kind of describes me. I have a heart for serving seniors, and it's something that I learned really, really early on in the very beginning of my career, and I've kind of been serving seniors ever since.
So
if you're interested in serving seniors, you have a heart for serving seniors, and you're interested in this type of a business, I'll tell you what, this is going to take off. I'm just telling you. And just like, you know, I talked about last week with my company, I mean, this is brand new. You are hearing this for the first time, the first public declaration of this expansion in franchises available. So get in on this before all of the territories are gone. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today and sharing the big news. I am so excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Steve. I am excited about it too. And again, I just want to provide the best services, professional services, and to serve the senior market and their families as best I can.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much. And we'll be right back with more excellent information. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or you can also find them wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears now and wanted to talk about memory care. I've been working with a lot of clients through my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Been working with a lot of clients recently with various levels of memory care required for their loved one. And so I've just been talking about this a lot lately, and I'm always talking about it, but it just seems to be concentrated recently. So every time I kind of think of something like that, I think I'm getting a little bit of a nudge that I should share some information with our listening audience across the country. So I'll define memory care, and then I'm going to talk about where you can receive memory care, and then I'm going to review some questions about what might trip that trigger, if you will, for needing memory care versus just general care. So I think the next couple of segments will be really, really helpful for so many people, very insightful. So let's jump into this. So memory care is a type of care. It's a special type of care for an individual with cognitive impairment. So I'll say that again. Memory care is a special type of care for an individual with cognitive impairment. So obviously they have the short-term memory loss. They and a lot of other things that come with cognitive-related issues. It could be from dementia, one of the many, many forms of dementia. It could be from Alzheimer's disease. It could be the residual effect of a stroke. So it's literally a physical manifestation of those cognitive issues. Also, if someone is suffering from Parkinson's disease, it's a terrible disease. At some point during that disease progression and decline, it's very common to have some dementia-type symptoms that come along with that. But most of the time, it's going to be some form of dementia. And by the way, Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. I'll just answer that one right out of the gate. How about that? So where can you receive memory care? Well, you can receive memory care in your own home. See, there's a, and I should probably fire up a little myth versus fact, but I'll just address that now without that whole segment or feature. But a lot of people think that memory care is a place or that memory care is a facility or that memory care is somehow a higher level of care when it's offered at an assisted living community. But remember, I've covered this many times, and I'm just constantly kind of reviewing some of these things so that hopefully by the fifth or sixth or seventh time, it'll start to stick, right? So again, memory care is a special type of care for an individual with cognitive impairment. You could get memory care in your own home provided by a home care provider. And they can help manage that person with their memory-related issues, cognitive impairment. You could receive memory care when you are receiving rehab therapy after a hospitalization. You could be receiving your physical, occupational, speech therapy, skilled nursing, et cetera, along with memory care. You could receive memory care at the long-term care, also known as a nursing home, level of care. You can receive memory care at the assisted living level of care. You can receive memory care at the home plus level of care, and you could receive memory care at the RCF, residential care facility, level of care. So the level of care is the level of care tied to the licensure. How is this particular place licensed? Your licensure tells you exactly what you must provide, what you can and cannot provide. So you can provide a little bit of help and support at the residential care facility, RCF level. You can provide and always do provide more care and support at the assisted living level. And in that same neighborhood, the Home Plus level of care, that licensure would allow them to basically deliver an assisted living level of care, but it's in a residential house, ranch-style house. It's a great fit for a lot of people. And then your licensure tied to that level of care at the long-term care level says what you can provide, and that would be the most care that you could provide. So that's the kind of support that you would have at all these different levels. And then if you don't have any issues, you would just receive what I term, it's not a glamorous term, but I just describe it as just general care, just everyday general care. They help you with all of the things that their licensure says they can help you with, from a little bit of support to total care throughout that spectrum of care communities. And then a lot of people require memory care. And again, remember that memory care is a special type of care for an individual with cognitive impairment. So you can have a person in, let's just say, assisted living, receiving general care, but they have the early stages of dementia. And they might be pleasantly confused. They may forget something once in a while. Maybe in the evening, they don't quite remember what they had for breakfast, but it's okay. They can get along just fine. They need a little help with those activities of daily living that we've discussed many times on the program. But at some point in that disease progression and that decline, they may need memory care. Well, Steve, memory care is different than assisted living, right? No. They're still receiving the care support at that assisted living level, helping you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They distribute your medications. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. There's a full slate of activity for meaningful social engagement. They can help you with your toileting. They can help to a point with incontinence management. So they provide you that kind of that daily support. But if you have the memory issues, cognitive impairment, then you may need memory care. That's a separate type of care. It's a special type of care. It's different than general care. So they may provide, and I use a graphic in all the presentations that I've made over all of the years, and I continue to use this graphic. It's a simple graphic, but it really tells the story. I like the KISS principle. Keep it simple, Steve. Right? So I like that, and I always do that. I also use the same graphic with all of our clients, and they understand it immediately. So you can have a building, which could be long-term care, assisted living, home plus, residential care, et cetera, et cetera. And let's say in about three quarters of that building, you provide general care. And then a small part of the building is dedicated to memory care, providing care for cognitively impaired resident. There are codes on the doors because it's very common for someone with dementia to begin to wander about. They may unintentionally put themselves in harm's way by, you know, walking outside of the building. It's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. There's traffic. They don't understand these are bad things. So you have to be accompanied if you're going to leave the area. So you have codes on the doors. So you can't just walk out of the place. It's a smaller space, not to be stingy. It's a smaller space on purpose. Because right next to being an elopement risk or a flight risk, walking away, the second most common reason you would need memory care is because of overstimulation. There's just too much going on. There are too many people. It's too noisy. So you just need everything just dialed down. Fewer decisions to make. A smaller space to have to negotiate and navigate in your own room. A 30-foot long hallway is easier to deal with than a 100-foot long hallway. 20 residents easier to kind of deal with than 120 residents. You get the idea, right? So there's just less stimulation. Activity programming is special for memory care residents. There's more staff. You're trained on redirection. Okay, I'm just scratching the surface here, but coming up next, I'm going to share with you some questions that you can ask of yourself or your loved one that will tell you whether or not you need memory care or not. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're focusing on memory care right now, and I just I kind of felt like I rushed through that last part a little bit. But again, you can have a provider, a senior care community at all of the different levels, and some offer a dedicated memory care neighborhood or unit or just a portion of the building. Some do not. So, I mean, you have to be real careful about that. All right, we have the codes on the doors. So, now look, this is not a prison, right? You can leave the area. You just need to leave. When you leave the area, you just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security. Again, that smaller space, fewer residents, less stimulation. Activity programming, instead of having an hour-long activity of bingo or a game or some kind of an exercise, it might be 20 minutes. So typically you'll see a lot more activities for shorter periods of time. And that's very helpful. That's part of that support in memory care. Then you'll have more staff. Typically you would expect to see a little more staffing, so a little higher staffing ratios in the memory care portion of the community versus the general care area. They're trained in redirection, and they're trained to understand dementia and Alzheimer's and all of the things that go along with that. And again, if you go to an assisted living community and they say, oh, yeah, but then we have memory care, and they're implying that that's a higher level of care, nope, it's not. It's still an assisted living memory care unit or neighborhood still helps you with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence management. They distribute your medication. You have all of the different activities and programming. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. Doctors make house visits. There's transportation to go out to see specialists. All of that. It's still assisted living, but it's a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. It's just as simple as that. And if anyone else tries to make it more complicated than that, then you have to wonder, why are they doing that? Usually the answer is pretty obvious. Okay, and then some of the questions that you can just review. Hopefully this will help you. I think it's going to help a lot of people understand whether or not you need just general care at a senior care community, or if you're going to need memory care. And this just in, a lot of my clients and a lot of people listening here, let's say you cannot provide the care any longer in your home, and you need to find a care community. Your loved one may not, they may have dementia, Alzheimer's, and they may have all of these issues, but they may not need memory care yet. Okay, so in that case, they may be just a great fit to move into assisted living, home plus, long-term care, residential care, into the general care area. And then at some point, here's the kicker. You want to make sure, if your loved one has dementia, they've been diagnosed, and we know how this disease progresses. It may progress quickly. It may progress very slowly over a very long period of time. But the bottom line is, we know about this disease. We can anticipate the issues that come along with this disease, which then leads us to be able to anticipate the kind of care and support that they're going to need. So even if they're early on, they're pleasantly confused, but they just need a lot of help with those ADLs, you're not able to do it. Let's say you go out and you choose an assisted living community. They may just be perfectly fine in that general care area. But make darn sure, I'm telling you, if you could see me, I'm pointing my finger. Make sure you choose a place that has a separate dedicated memory care unit or a memory care neighborhood. Because if you don't, and you just move into a place, oh yeah, we provide memory care, but they don't have that separate unit. And you'll hear that a lot out in the market, by the way. Your loved one lives there for several months, a year or two. Everything's fine until one day it's not. Hey, we found your mom about a half a mile down the street, walking around and looking at the flowers. And fortunately, she wasn't hurt. But it's 90 degrees outside. If she would have been out much longer, she would have been could have been in big trouble. Or we found your dad around the block knocking on the neighbor's house wanting to get in because he was confused. And we're not a secure building here. Okay, your mom just walked right out the front door, never had a problem. But you don't have a problem until you do have a problem. So, and one day it'll just happen. It's just like click, boom. What? Whoa, where did that come from? It's part of the disease progression. And so if they don't have the memory care neighborhood, then you're going to have to move. And most people that I work with through my firm, Senior Care Consulting, they would rather not do that. In fact, I wouldn't let them do that. So we would look for a place where we can start off in general care and then move to the memory care portion of that community in the future if and when needed. So ask yourself these questions. So is my loved one wandering? Just walking around. They may walk outside, and do they wander about, going in and out of rooms and opening doors, and maybe a little bit confused. Are they mobile? Are they just cruising around everywhere? That is a risk factor for sure. Do they appear to become overstimulated? If there's too much noise or too many people around, they may just kind of withdraw for a while. If you have like a big family event, everybody's laughing and whooping and hollering and it is loud. And then pretty soon what's happening is they could be getting wound up pretty tight inside, and then they could kind of explode and become very belligerent, very agitated. They may even become combative. Okay. So that anxiety just builds and builds and builds and then just blows up. Okay, and shouting and screaming loudly and becoming aggressive, belligerent, again, combative. If you see that kind of thing, that is a major sign that you're going to need memory care. Do they get agitated easily, or are they pretty laid back? Do you notice something that is referred to as sundowner's syndrome? Typically, this is in Alzheimer's, but I've heard about it with other forms of dementia, where late afternoon, early evening, you see your loved one become more anxious, more just kind of wound up, and they have to kind of burn off that energy, and they might appear to be upset, or they could their mood and their demeanor could completely change. That's sundowner's syndrome. Okay, and there are some other things to look for, but look for these things, and that will tell you whether or not you could use general care or memory care when considering moving to a senior care community. If you need help with all that, of course, we could help at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at our awesome brand new website at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.